Hi, this week the question is, should you come as you are to church? As I drive by different church buildings, I notice that some churches have a message on their sign that reads, "Come as you are." And I'm not exactly sure what's meant by this statement. Does "come as you are" refer to the clothes that people wear? If so, this statement is saying, no matter what you're wearing, just come on into the worship services of the church. And what are we to think about this? If a man is riding around without a shirt and has shorts on, should he just stop and come as he is? If a woman's riding around in shorts or tight pants and is wearing a tight, suggestive shirt, should she just stop and come as she is? Should there be no standards in dress when people come to the services of the church? What is happening in our society is that instead of asking people to change and try to live a better life, the church in our society is the one that's changing. People are not expected to change at all. The church is the one that's expected to change. And rather than people being expected to change and live on a higher standard, the church is changing and lowering its standards to accommodate any and everything imaginable. The "come as you are" philosophy is saying to people, don't put on your best clothes to come and worship God. Don't show respect to God or to His church by how you dress. As a matter of fact, God doesn't care how you dress. Just come as you are. You could not possibly insult God or His church by how you dress. That's the "come as you are" philosophy. My friend, God does care how people dress. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, the Bible says, "In like manner also, that the women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with propriety and moderation, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly clothing, but which is proper for women professing godliness with good works." My friend, no matter what society may be saying, it does matter how you dress yourself. And how you dress yourself when you come to worship says something about your respect for God and for His church. As a matter of fact, how people dress themselves outside the services of the church tells something about their respect for God. When young men, or even not so young men, tattoo their bodies, wear baggy pants that are about to drop to their ankles, pierce their bodies, expose their bodies, and dare anyone to say anything about their appearance, they're advertising rebellion. They're not advertising respect for God. When young women, or even not so young women, when they tattoo their bodies, pierce their bodies, and listen, I'm not talking about a woman who just gets her ears pierced to wear earrings. I'm talking about body piercings all over their faces, all over their bodies. When they do this, when they expose their bodies and wear revealing or suggestive clothing and dare anyone to say anything about their appearance, they're advertising rebellion. They're not advertising respect for God. In 1 Samuel 15, verse 23, the Bible says, "For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry." People do not have a right to tattoo and pierce their bodies. Listen to what God told His people in the days of Moses. In Leviticus 19, verse 28, "You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor tattoo any marks on you. I am the Lord." In Leviticus 21, in verse 5, the Bible says, "They shall not make any bald place on their heads, nor shall they shave the edges of their beards or make any cuttings in their flesh." There's a reason why people should not tattoo and pierce their bodies. There's a reason why people should not expose their bodies. Are you ready for the reason? The reason is the human body belongs to the Lord and not to the individual. The body is a gift from God to man. In 1 Corinthians 6, in verse 20, the Bible says, "For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Because your body belongs to God and not to you, you should glorify God in your body. Rather than conforming to the rebellious world, people should be looking into the Scriptures and trying to see how does God want them to dress themselves and conduct their lives. In Romans 12, verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Listen, there are standards of dress and conduct in the Scriptures. Churches today are lowering standards to accommodate what is popular. This is wrong. The church should be the pillar and ground of the truth. 1 Timothy 3, verse 15. Truth doesn't change. People should change and conform their lives to the truth. We'll talk more about this next week. For now, I thank you for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. And there's no spaces between those words. There at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week as we consider more on this subject.